It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She's over there. I'm picking Switzerland again, but you know, it's a big, there are a lot of different countries there. And she's going to tell us in a second. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi. Yes, very well. Thank you, Jill. Yes, from Switzerland. Talking about Italy and England today. I thought that that would be a good conversation, as the Italian saga began already a few weeks ago. We spoke a lot about it, but things are developing. And concerning England, we have the deadline of the 31st of October for the Brexit, with or without deal. And therefore, I would say those two countries are definitely giving some headache to the European Union. So we talked about Italy, saying that there has been a vote of no confidence against the former prime minister now, Giuseppe Conte, who decided to actually leave before a vote of no confidence, because that gave him the possibility to ask the president of Italy, Mattarella, to eventually find a new coalition, which would be, in his eyes, the best solution, instead of giving basically a freeway to the power-hungry Matteo Salvini. So what's happening this week is the following. The president, Sergio Mattarella, has in fact asked the leaders of all the parties to have some talks to see if they can find some agreement in order to find a new coalition. Of course, for that to happen, the parties need to agree on at least a few topics, and this seems to be quite difficult, as it shows this week. The different parties are the center left, led by Mr. Nicola Zingaretti, the Five Stars, Luigi Di Maio, and the former prime minister, who technically is still doing his job in waiting for what's going to happen, Giuseppe Conte. This coalition seem to be very difficult, in the sense that they have been talking even overnight, all night, and they couldn't find an agreement. One of the main conditions from the Five Stars leadership is the fact that they want Giuseppe Conte to be again the prime minister of this new coalition. Zingaretti was not able to promise that, and so the five-star leader decided to even cancel a second meeting that was supposed to happen, saying that if they cannot agree on this main point, then there won't be any agreement, and he definitely is not scared of new elections, so be it. That has created a very big outrage, because a lot of politicians, of course, tend to have an opinion one way or the other, depending on their party. But at the same time, they really feel that one of the main reasons of creating a new coalition now would be to basically block the League, the extreme right party, and Matteo Salvini, to get power in Italy, and to even most probably become, in that case, the prime minister. Matteo Salvini is a very popular person. There are chances that he would win if election should take place, and therefore there are all these efforts to find a solution before having to go to elections. What I think is very difficult is the fact that this coalition that would be between the center-left, called PD, and the Five Stars, is that if one really looks at it, they have really very different programs. They don't understand each other on many points, and that coalition would be just a way to block the league. So the question would be, the legitimate question would be, how long could a coalition last when the ideas are so drastically different, and the goals are also obviously very different. Let's not forget, and this is an incredible number that I'm going to give now, that since the Second World War II, 61 different governments have taken place in Italy. This is by far, I think, in Europe, the country that has had the most failing governments and always new coalitions. So the question is, would that coalition really be working politically and bring something constructive to Italy, or would that be just a way to stop someone else, but ultimately failing again because two people or two parties with different ideas are going to most likely find themselves again in a very bad relationship, which means also obviously that would be bad for Italy altogether. One, for example, condition of the PD would be to take back all the new anti-immigration laws that have been done lately. And this is also very complicated for the Five Stars, because while they are not necessarily on the very right of the spectrum, they do have issues with immigration and the way it's done right now, which also means that they don't necessarily want to disappoint their own base and have problems later on when new election take place. So all of this is extremely complicated. Salvini really, really doesn't regret what he did. He repeated again that if he would have to do it again, he would, because anything is better than a country that is not going forward. So for him, there are only two possible outcomes here. Either there is no new coalition, and they have new elections, and then his chances are really quite high, according all the polls. Or there will be a new coalition that would completely block his plans, and basically he will fail in what he's trying to do. But eventually, if the coalition doesn't work, if the new coalition doesn't work or works only a certain amount of time, they will be back exactly there where they are today. So in all cases, one can really feel that Matteo Salvini and his league are there to stay, and there will be a new development for him most probably, even if not immediately. Concerning England, Boris Johnson has been talking talking with European leaders these past days, and seems to be a little bit more optimistic in terms of Brexit. He thinks that there is still the possibility to do something before the 31st of October. It's interesting to see that German Chancellor Merkel and French President Macron both told him that if he has a viable, acceptable, constructive solution for the Brexit and for to have the backstop concerning Ireland gone from the agreement, they would be open to listen to it. But for the moment, Boris Johnson didn't come really with an alternative. And a few journalists that analyzed the situation tend to think that from President Macron and from Chancellor Merkel, it's more about not taking responsibility if the Brexit happen without a deal. They maybe don't want to be accused of not having made an effort to solve the situation. And by saying, yes, if you bring to me a good suggestion, if you bring to me something that is actually possible, then I'm open to look at it. It pushes away a little bit the responsibility in Mr. Johnson field, and he will have to come up with something to propose to the European Union. The parties in England are almost all the important parties in England are going to meet, because this week they want to try to stop Boris Johnson. They don't want a Brexit without a deal. Corbyn would basically like to have a no confidence vote. A little bit seems to be a tendency in Europe at the moment, considering that this is what happened in Italy. But many other party leaders are not really ready to see Jeremy Corbyn leading England, even if it's just in the meantime. So there is definitely some resistance there as well. The idea would be to be able to seize control and to get rid of Mr. Johnson. But this is definitely going to be more difficult than anticipated, because if one looks even at the Labour Party and the question of the Brexit, yes, Mr. Corbyn and many others are completely against a Brexit without deals. But in the base of their own party, they do have also a lot of people who, for several reasons, one of them being, again, immigration reasons, feel that they have to be separated from the rest of Europe. So that's the reason why the situation is so complicated, because there are different signals in every party. Even if, for example, Boris Johnson is part of the traditional party of England, many of the business people in that party, for example, are completely against a Brexit without deal because of all the consequences that would have on their businesses and on business in general. So one can say with some confidence that the situation is as complicated because there is no party that has a very clear, straight line. They don't want to alienate their own voters. At the same time, they have some positions that they think is worth defending. And that makes the entire situation at times quite unclear and a little bit foggy. So a lot is going to happen, of course, between now and the 31st of October, and one cannot exclude that there will be an agreement before the Brexit, but this is becoming very tight. Basically, the clock is ticking.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.